It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Renee Montaigne is off at the start of this holiday week. She's back with you on Thanksgiving Day, so set a place for her if you don't mind, while I'm away on Thanksgiving Day with my family in Indiana. Now, all through this Thanksgiving week, we're going to report on your siblings, or maybe not precisely your siblings, but those with brothers and sisters may recognize something in the stories to come. Today in Your Health, we'll look at a mystery of siblings. Many people wonder how, with the same parents and the same family, siblings often seem so different. NPR's Elise Spiegel introduces us to two brothers who say they share almost nothing except love and a last name.
The fight happened a long time ago when they were both still in school. But for both Tom and Eric Hebel, the fight was a defining event, the kind of family story they trot out for new acquaintances because it conveys something important about who they are. Eric Hebel begins.
He had come home from college. We were at home, and we were just having one of these, 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night conversations.
They talked sports. They talked school. Then the conversation turned to money. Tom's position was that money was inconsequential.
I just said it wasn't that important. I said I could just, take out a dollar bill and just burn it, and that wouldn't really matter. And he said, but you wouldn't do that.
To Eric, the idea of burning money was just stupid.
A dollar bill is very valuable. Even if it's only a $1 bill, you can do stuff with it. And he said, no, it's not worth anything at all. It's just paper.
And to prove his point, Tom offered a demonstration.
I took out a dollar bill in my mom's kitchen and lit it on fire and burned it. And he literally kind of freaked out.
Eric Hebel.
I'm just, freaking out. I was probably being held back.
So there they were. Two brothers of roughly the same height and weight, with the same hair color and the same last name. But as they looked across the table from one another, Tom Hebel says, what they saw was unrecognizable.
I think he couldn't conceive why I would possibly do that, just like I couldn't conceive why it was such a big deal to him.
Today, Tom and Eric Hebel are middle-aged men, and their differences have only expanded. Tom's an artist, Eric's a financial planner. Tom's a rebel, Eric's a joiner. Then there's the wardrobe issue. Tom says his formal wear is limited.
I have one tie. I wear it when I have to, when I need to do something that's, suit and tie oriented.
Then there's Eric. How many ties do you own?
How many ties?
Yeah.
Oh, 150.
Tom and Eric Hebel are an extreme example of a common occurrence. Many siblings have very different personalities. But it wasn't until the 1980s when a researcher named Robert Plomin published a famous paper that the extent and importance of those differences were understood. In the paper, Plomin reviewed the three main ways that psychologists had studied siblings up until that point. They'd looked at personality, intelligence, and physical characteristics. And Plomin says that in terms of physical characteristics, siblings are very similar.
When you look at siblings in height and weight, they differ somewhat, but they're a lot more similar on average than they are to children picked at random from the population.
Plomin says on average, cognitive abilities are also really similar.
The surprise is when you turn to personality.
Turns out that on personality tests, tests which measure stuff like how extroverted you are, siblings are practically like strangers.
Children in the same family are more similar than children taken at random from the population, but not much more.
In fact, in terms of personality, we are similar to our siblings less than 20% of the time. Siblings share genes, homes, routines, parents. How could that possibly be?
It was a real puzzle. What is it that makes children in the same family different?
To understand, Plomin and others did study after study, trying to tease out what role genes played in the personality differences they saw and what role the environment played in those differences. And when they began, they assumed, like everybody else, that being raised in the same environment would be one of the things that made children similar. But that's not what they found.
The environment works in a very odd way. It's making two children in the same family different from one another. Not similar to one another, different.
The question was why. Why is it that being raised in the same family pushes children in opposite directions? There are three major theories. The first is a view popularized by a Darwin scholar named Frank Soloway. In Soloway's view, in a family, the main thing that is happening is that children are competing competing for the love, time, and attention of their parents.
And when organisms compete, there tends to be a phenomenon that Darwin long ago identified in The Origin of Species called the principle of divergence. The role of divergence is basically to minimize competition so it is not direct. And that leads to specialization in different niches.
So, if one child in a family seems to excel at academics, to avoid direct competition, the other child, consciously or unconsciously, will specialize in a different area, socializing, say. Selloway says he saw a very small version of this happen in his own family.
My elder brother was quite good in tennis and actually became a professional tennis player. I simply was never going to be as good in tennis as he was. And in the course of my high school experience, I discovered I was much better in track than I was in tennis. So I quit the tennis team.
Now, the second theory might initially sound a little funky. It's this. Though from the outside, it appears that we are growing up in the same family as our siblings, in very important ways, we really aren't. Susan McHale is a sibling researcher at Penn State University.
Children grow up in different families because most siblings differ in age. And so the timing with which you go through your family, parent loses a job, parents get divorced, you know, you're 3 or 5 years behind your sibling. The experience of a 5-year-old whose parents divorce is very different from the experiences of a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old.
Also, McHale says, children in the same family are rarely treated the same by parents.
Children have different needs, they have different interests, they have different personalities that are eliciting different treatment from parents.
The third and final theory is that basically, families are comparison machines. Comparison machines that greatly exaggerate even minor differences between siblings. Susan McHale.
So you have two children who are born in a family, and one of those children is incredibly extroverted, and the other one is very sociable. And, you know, in another context, this would be a sociable child. But in this family, she's the introvert.
And once a child sees him or herself as an introvert, it influences the choices that they make.
And so we pick different groups of friends. We spend our time in different ways that only reinforces this, what may have been a very small difference to begin with.
When I asked the brothers, Tom and Eric Hebel, why they thought they were so different, both were clear. In their case, it wasn't Darwinian. Eric especially was convinced he didn't gravitate toward the path he was on to be different from his brother.
No, I don't think it was a reaction to him at all.
Tom agrees.
Yeah, I don't really see that.
Instead, they point to the death of their father. When their father died, Tom was 17 and heading off to college, but Eric was only 12. So in a sense, they grew up in different homes. Tom the radical grew up in a secure two-parent home. But Eric, the financial planner, as Tom points out, spent many years as the only man in a house destabilized both emotionally and financially by death.
And as he moved, you know, grew and went to college, I think maybe that was for him his primary motivation is to be the provider.
So anyway, this Thanksgiving Thursday, look across the table. There you'll see a brother, a sister, and maybe they're your friend, and maybe they're your enemy. But one thing is for sure. Their very existence has had a profound influence on your life. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.
And that's your health on this Monday before Thanksgiving.